Good morning. This is Les Harms speaking on behalf of the Adams County Historical Society and welcoming you to another segment of Adams County History. Over the past years, I have spoken of various events shaping the history of Adams County that has brought our area into what we live in today. This being July, we think of the 4th of July, Independence Day, the history of our great country. I felt maybe it was up to us to stop and to step back and to again look at the big picture of how our ancestors made this county into what it has been today. The story of Adams County goes back a long ways, so far that it has French and Spanish history. Back at that time, this area did not enjoy very good press. In fact, our area was described as the Great American Desert. Even as late as 1860, now folks, that's only 12 years before Hastings was established, government surveyors described the soil of Adams County as second rate. This was not based on scientific knowledge. It was based on the assumption that where there were no trees, there probably wasn't very good soil. People who were in our area in prehistoric times, yes, but generally they were here just on a nomadic basis and rather than a permanent basis. Historically, our county was Pawnee Indian country. However, the Pawnee Indians too regarded this land as a hunting grounds, only a transit area to move through. The early immigrants recorded heavy north-south Indian trails as the Pawnee would pass back and forth from the Platte to the Republican River in terms of hunting areas. So, in one of the most dramatic mass movements in history, the entire Great Plains of the United States was settled in a 10-year span after the Civil War. The region was decisively called the Great American Desert, but that changed overnight. Thousands of settlers in covered wagons or on special immigrant trains swarmed into Nebraska, Kansas, even eastern Colorado and some parts of Wyoming, breaking sod, platting villages on the open prairie, and they were breaking the soil for permanent living. Just think, in its first decade, Adams County, Nebraska, exploded from a population of 19 people to 10,235. Yes, that's right, just 19 hardy souls to 10,000 in 10 years. That was incredible growth. The prime item of history that ties Adams County, when word came back to the east that missionary women had gone over the South Pass and into Oregon country, the floodgates burst open and the dynamic, land-hungry Americans moved into the Northwest. And that was, they were funneled through that desert along the Trapper's Trail. And the prairie sod of Adams County bore the burden of traffic incident to one of the great migrations. For 25 years or more, animals and equipment cut a belt of deep roots during periods of rain and raised dense clouds of dust when it was dry. White top wagons were all in sight in all points from early May to late June, and the traffic extended a year round as army troops afoot and on horseback moved up and down the trail. Great trains of ox-drawn freight wagons added to the clash and the clatter of the trail. The rumble of stagecoaches echoed across the plains, and for a short time period, the staccato hoofbeats of the swift mounts carrying mail for the Pony Express could be heard. Activity along the trail began to drop then, as the huge clouds of dust to the north was marking the construction of the Union Pacific Railroad into the west. when members of the hurrying throng left the Valley of the Little Blue. They gave little heed to our cherished county. They had one thought, reach the Platte River. Their first sight of that river came when they reached the low hills that bordered the valley in Adams County, and they called this the coast of Nebraska. With the freighting trains and the stagecoaches, it became necessary to establish supply stations. People living in these stage stations learned that our county was not part of a desert, but it was a place where you could make a home, you could raise a family. Adams County was now ready for settlement, but three things had to happen. One, the departure of the Indians. The Pawnee officially had been settled into a reservation on the Loup River in 1859. Now, granted, they still hunted south of the Platte, but they appeared in our neighborhood very rarely after 1870. Number two, we had to have the railroads. The cost of shipping supplies and produce out by horse and by ox-drawn wagons was such that there was no additional population could be expected from sources outside of the area. One example tells the story, fuel. There was no way a town with a population of 10,000 could exist from adequate sources of coal or wood of those necessities if they had to be hauled in by animal power. Adams County and Hastings in particular were children of the railroads. You have to remember that. And number three, we had to have an unusual type of settler. We paid great honor to our Pilgrim forefathers who crossed the stormy reaches of the Atlantic to build their homes. But once they arrived on the continent, every item basic to that culture was available in abundance. We had water, we had wood, we had stone. Not so the settlers that came to Adams County. They had insufficient water. They had no wood for their fuel or building. They had no stone for their fencing or building. These people had to have courage. They had to have perseverance. But above all, ingenuity. They had to adapt to a new culture, such as the sod house, the windmill, barbed wire culture, if it can be given a name. More important than anything, these forebears had to go through an agonizing process of changing their farming methods from those adequate to an area blessed with ample rainfall to methods that were effective in a region of inadequate rainfall. The pride we have in our local heritage is justified by people here who over the years have proven that ingenuity is the very breath of life. And so, our heritage is manifold. It stems from the wandering French and Spanish, the grim mountain men, into faint tracks seen here and there. But our knowledge is the terrible price they paid. We know now that the Oregon Trail has the remains of something like up to 25 travelers had graves for every mile through Adams County. As the butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker rushed through here on their way to the promised land, they regarded this land as a land bleak and drear. They did not see this county through the bright eyes of heroic little Tamsin Donner, who some months before her tragic death in the snows of the Sierra wrote a letter that was dated in 1846. And in this letter, she said, "The prairie between the Blue and the Platte Rivers is beautiful beyond description. Never have I seen a country so suitable for cultivation." This Moment in Time has been a presentation of the Adams County Historical Society. Again, we invite you to be a part of this, to listen and to learn, and to consider joining our society. You can also visit our website, AdamsHistory.org. And so, this is Les Harms inviting you. Please tune in on the second and the fourth Friday of every month. Thank you for listening.